Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Pei Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches and Medalef at the Mishnah. In Koshin Zasus, Rabbi Bishizde Yakaroin, Roy Laacha Karoin, Voloi Esa Livdekus Legamalim. One may not tie a horse to the sides of a carriage or behind it, nor may one tie a Libyan donkey to a carriage pulled by camels. Viuda Oime, Koranolodim Menasus, Afa Pishu Avien Hamor, Mutarim Zeimze. Viuda says that all that are born from a mare, even if their father is a donkey, are permitted one with another. Similarly, those that are born from a female donkey, even if their father is a horse, they're permitted one to another, but those that are born to a mare and those that are born to a female donkey are prohibited one with another. And the Gemara says, Ein koshin es asus l'sid de kakoin v'le l'ach hakoin. The Mishnah taught that one may not tie a horse to the sides of a carriage or behind it. Tani v'meir poiter. The Baisa says that Reb Meir exempts from lashes in these cases, but if the horse that is tied to the side of the system when they are climbing a hill or descending, all agree that it's prohibited. Reb Yochanan says that the Chacham always prohibits because one assists the other when it eases off. Rav says because they carry the rope that's between them. Rabbi Yirmiya boy koshan b'saron. Rabbi Yirmiya says, "Well, what if they were tied by their hair?" Man kaimen imba shekoshu b'saroi kach anu oimim aser lahakiv behim al gabi chaverta imba b'shekoshu hachevel b'saroi nema mipnei shehin noisim et hachevel shibentayim. What's the case? If when they tied by their hair, certainly it's permitted, as kilayim was only prohibited when they worked together. Why would it be prohibited for one animal to carry another? If the rope is tied to its hair, certainly Rav would have prohibited it since they carry the rope between them. Rabbi Yonah Omar, if Palgun, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Shazer, Noise Aspisa Shazer, Rabbi Noise Aspisa Shazer, Rav and Rabbi Shahin Noisim Etachev al Shibentayim. Rabbi Yonah says that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed over the reason that the Chacham prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan said it's because one assists the other when it eases off, and Rav says because they carry the rope between them. Man, I think we've been home. What's the practical difference between these two reasons? Koshroi Bechevel, if a rope was tied to the hair of the horse. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since it would be painful to push the carriage, it will not do it. But according to Rav, since they're carrying the rope together, it's prohibited. And the Gesa should be Ava Basaroi ben al Daite, Derav ben al Daite, Derav Yochanan, Mutter. But if it was only tied to its hairs without a rope, all agree that it's permitted. It's painful, so the horse won't push. Therefore, it's permitted according to Rabbi Yochanan. And since it's not carrying any load, it's permitted according to Rav. Foloi ha-Livdukus is Tanai Tani Nivukus Manda Amar Livdukus. Should say al shem lubin v'kushim b'mitzadov. The Mishnah taught that nor one may tie a Libyan donkey, which is livdukus, to camels. Some have the text nivukus. The text of livdukus comes from the pasuk in Daniel, per gedalef pasuk mem gimel, and the Libyans and the Cushites will be at his steps. Manda ama nivukus avhatus, mao avhatus, chama selek. According to the text of nivukus, it's an avhatus, which is a donkey from selek. Rav Yoina, Rav Hoshea, boy, Gorim, Gavim Haboim, Melibui, Mao Lahamtin Lahem, Shlosha Doris. Rav Yoina and Rav Hoshea asked the question, Mass converts from Libui wait 3 generations like those from Mitzrayim in order to be able to marry a regular Jew. Am Rav Yoina, Butsraya, Minma da Anan Chamin, Hahein, Pula, the Mitzraya, Kadrativ, Inun Savchin Le, Lubi, Kadhu Nogiv, Inun Savchin Le, Pul Mitzri. You should say, Hada Amra, he, Lub, he, Mitzrayim. That's the end of that sentence in the Gesa. Rav Yoina Butsraya answered that from the fact that when the Egyptian bean is still moist, people call it the Lubyan bean, and when it's dry, they call it the Egyptian bean, this shows that they are the same place, and a Lubyan convert must also wait 3 generations. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, b'shem Rav Hoshea, halacha k'divrei Talmud. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Rav Hoshea, said that the halacha follows a student, means Rav Yoina Butsraya, who was Rav Hoshea's student. Yehuda taught in the Mishnah that all that are born from a mare, even if their father is a donkey, are permitted one with another. But according to the Chachamim, whether born from a male horse and a female donkey or vice versa, all mules are the same species. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, what are the signs of being born from a mare or a female donkey? And Rabbi Yehuda calls you Aznav Katanois Imoi Susa, Vo'aviv Chamor. Godoilois Imo Chamoira, Vo'aviv Sus. Rabbi Yonah answers that if it has small ears, its mother is a horse and its father is a donkey. If it has large ears, its mother is a donkey and its father is a horse. Rabbi Mana, Mifkad Le'elein, Rabbi Yudah, Nesia, in Bi'isun, Mizvun, Mulvan, Athun Zavnin Lai Azneem Dakikin Sheimai Susa Ba'aviv Chamal. Rav Mana ordered those from the household of Yudin Asiya that if you wish to buy female mules, buy ones that were smaller, then you'll know that its mother's a horse and its father's a donkey, and you'll be able to avoid kilayim. Haloiven min ha'ish shememenu mayach v'atzamos v'agidim v'oidim min ha'isha shememenu ha'or v'abosa v'adam v'aruach v'nefesh v'anashama mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shloshtam shutfin boi. The white comes from the male, from which the brain, the bones, and the sinews come. The red comes from the female, from which the skin, the flesh, and the blood comes. The ruach, the nefesh, and the neshama come from Hashem. All three, the father, mother, and Hashem, are partners in a person and must be respected accordingly. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Rav Moedim Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda, b'sus ben sus ben chamor, im chamor ben chamor ben sus. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rav, said that the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda to permit a horse, son of a horse, son of a donkey, together with a donkey, daughter of a donkey, daughter of a horse. Reb Chagai, Reb Zeira, b'shem Reb Issi, b'nei izim, b'nei rechelim, asurim zeim zeim. Reb Chagai, Reb Zeira, quoting Reb Issi, said that offspring of goats and sheep are kilayim with each other. Balei Kenan Amrin, Ez ben Rachel, Imachel ben Rachel ben Ez. And the Gemara clarifies that he didn't mean that they are completely kilayim with each other. He was saying that a goat, son of a goat, son of a ewe, is prohibited with a ewe, daughter of a ewe, daughter of a goat.